Okay, Dan McDougall of Fair Dinkum Records, guitarist at Never and former vocal destroyer at Frankenbach. Thank you so much for making the time for Blunt Force Stereo and the Australian Made Show, mate. I really appreciate it, eh?
My pleasure, my friend. My pleasure. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, eh? First off, for those who haven't heard of you guys, who are Never and how did Never come about, man?
Who all play in other respective bands around Melbourne and have done for a very long time. And Never sort of started out as a bit of a jam session between a few mates, sort of leading on from the demise of another band that my brother and Azza and Graham, the bass player, were all involved in. It sort of collapsed and those guys wanted to keep making music together. So they started sort of jamming on some porno funk type music. They just used to get together on a Monday and get stoned and just jam on some cool shit. And I kind of got sucked into a jam one night and it was heaps of fun. So we just kept doing it. And we just kept sort of every Monday night we'd get together and smoke a lot of weed and fucking play some music together. And it was just four of us for about a year. We didn't have a singer. And we just sort of waiting until someone good who we thought would suit it would come along, and then we actually heard the new release from Jay's old band Red Sky Burial just put out a new CD back then, and we heard his vocals on that and went, fuck mate, he'd be perfect. So my brother saw him at a party one night and sort of just hit him up and told him what we were doing, and he seemed keen, so he went off and wrote some lyrics, come back a couple of weeks later and turned up to rehearsal and opened his mouth and we all went, fucking Jesus. Hello. We were pretty impressed and the rest is history, I guess. We've just been jamming together, similar deal ever since, every Monday night. It's kind of, it's always just been a way for all the guys in the band to come together and talk shit. We spend most of the time talking shit, much time doing that as we do, getting in there and having a play together. So that's it in a nutshell, man.
Well, that's awesome, dude. You can kind of feel that, man. I was thinking that with your brother in there and with Azza, man. It must be, you know, really, really cool, a real tight-knit kind of feel to it, you know, and it kind of, you know, it has a really cool vibe to it all, eh?
Cheers, man. In terms of clientele and the band and just the group of guys that we've got, it's been the sort of the most, I don't know, that we've just got along. We just get along really well. There's never ever been any conflict or any bullshit. It's just a few simple rules that we kind of adhere to, and if we do that, then we know we're always going to have a good time.
That's it, man.
We've all kind of been there, done that, and been around the bush fucking quite a bit, you know, round and round and round and round. So
yep.
With this band, it's just nice for it to be, I don't know, just, yeah, not, none of that sort of shit.
It's yep.
We just try and keep it that way, and whatever comes with it, comes with it.
Yeah. So it's kind of, it's word of mouth, eh? It's pretty hard at the moment. I know that, like, I got your EP, because the Volume 3 EP you sent out, but I know you've done it with the other ones as well. You kind of sent it out to all the fans for free, you know? It's kind of, just kind of rely on more word of mouth and, like, your Facebooks and things like that.
Oh, you got it, man. You got it. Look what Facebook is, man. It's just, it's a dead end, man.
I know, it has its positives and negatives, though.
Well, look, it's just a matter of numbers, man. It's pure volume, you know, it's flooded. You got to go to, like, my philosophy is that whilst I've got the resources, and look, I use anything I can get my hands on, really. It's by any means necessary, right? And so a whole bunch of CDs came my way for a really cheap price, and I'm like, well, there's still got to be some value in it somehow. How can I use these CDs to help spread what we do? Like, so in that way, they've still got a validity, but they're dying too, you know. Everything's changing. Everything's evolving, and you kind of got to go with it, you know.
I was, like, messaging mates of mine and going, like, oi, check this out, dude. Get onto these guys, man. Like, get a copy while you can, you know. So thank you, man, from me and all the other fans that actually picked up and made the time and effort for you guys.
Cheers, man. Thanks for the cheers, man. Look, that response there, that just makes what we do all worthwhile. You know, it's like, it's that, because it's, there's value in things other than money, right? So
yep.
Say we could put a monetary value on our CD and try and sell it, which we have ways people can pay us if they feel the need, if they want to, if they want to support us, you can download it off Bandcamp and
that's pay whatever you feel.
That's one thing, but like with these things, I just see it more as promotion. It's more of a way, I just put the expenses, which is not very much. I've kind of got a way to produce these things at a really cheap price. So if I put it in the promotional pile and say, instead of spending that money on putting posters up somewhere, I put it into making these CDs and then sending them out to people. Well, that's a far greater way for me to, you know, get some more mileage for very little money, because we don't have much. It's all the shit that we kind of do is only because we got fuck all, man. You know, we've got to make do with whatever comes our way. And that to me is the essence of it, really, you know.
And I'm noticing that too, the more and more I've been doing this, like with Crank for the last year and now with Blunt Force, that like guys like yous that are great musicians, like, you know, I consider us Aussie musos up the best of the world, you know. It's just hard for us to kind of make a money out of it. A lot of them are doing it for the love of it, like yourself, you know.
That's right. That's yeah. Right. But it's never been about anything else, man. It's not. Like, if we wanted to make money, any of the guys in this band, we could instantly tomorrow go, fuck this. Let's just start a tribute band, right? We actually...
Oh, no, it's sad.
Well, here's the deal, man. We just came in close contact with a tribute band, right? The Metallica tribute band from Melbourne called Kill 'Em All. Danny, who does James Hetfield, plays guitar and sings in that band, has now joined Frankenbach on bass.
Yep.
And last night, we played a show. It's his 40th birthday. And it was at a footy club over in Croydon. And it was us, it was Never, Frankenbach, and Kill 'Em All were all playing. And so it's weird, we sort of all of a sudden came in contact with this other world, which is the tribute world, man. You know, and seeing how much money that guy makes out of that band. They're a great band, and they charge heaps, and they get fucking 500 people at their shows, and, you know, it's crazy, dude.
It's sad. I live in a country town.
And we are on the opposite side going, what the fuck are we doing? Like, you know, and even listening to those guys kind of talk, what the reasons why they do it, and they're perfect. They make perfect fucking sense. If you got any brain, that's what you do.
But we're metalheads.
There's money in that, right? But for us, it's not really about that, man.
No.
It's not. It's on a totally different level. And for me, it's songwriting. That's the number one fucking thing about it, and the thing that I've come to love most about being in Nevo is because now that I'm not just the guy that screams over the top of the music, I'm actually the guy that's writing the riffs, the bedrock of the songs, and figuring out how to songwrite and really enjoying that process. That's what matters most to me. So, if you were to play in a tribute band, whilst there's money, fuck, there's a million ways to make money, man. And if I had to play in a band to make money, I know there'd be definitely a level of enjoyment with it, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't hate it, but I don't know, man. It's just, some of us just have an adversity to that and prefer to produce our own material.
Exactly, and it's awesome material, mate. There's, you know, I was going to ask you about that. Now you're not out the front screaming, you're playing guitar. I always loved sitting back and listening to a great guitar solo, and just, I've always loved the guitarist, man. You know, I love vocalist, I always love screaming along with a song, but the vocalist, like you said, is the backbone. That must be like, give a great joy to you to kind of sit back and just focus on the guitar for a change instead of vocals, eh?
Yeah, totally. I actually got up and did a song with him last night, and just say, oh, fuck, I can't believe we do that, like constantly, and I shredded the throat. I just totally haven't done it in ages.
Yeah.
Instantly regretted it as soon as I got up there. I was like, oh, fuck. But yeah, it's just totally different ballgame, man. I just had so much more fun playing guitar. I could do it for hours, night after night, whereas what I was doing previous wasn't really music.
Yep.
I think that the biggest change for me was when I stopped drinking, and that's nearly pretty much 4 years ago, and that changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
I no longer had the fire in my belly to get up there and like the six beers I needed to get up there and do that shit that I used to do. So that was hard to sort of emulate or hard to fake it, you know, which is kind of what was happening. So it was like, all right, I'm kind of done with this. And not only that, I kind of started listening to a lot of older music.
Yep.
Stuff that I sort of my parents brought me up on, or that era that led me on to listening to a whole bunch of shit, and I got stuck there. And that's when I sort of really had a greater, far wider appreciation of music a little bit more. So I was then fascinated with actually writing songs. So now that's what Never's all about. Is yeah, just for me anyway. That's what I love the most. And spend a lot of time on my own. Writing a lot of stuff. I've got we got a heap of stuff in the pipeline. It's just we don't have the time to really execute it as fast as I'd like. It's only because everyone's doing other shit, you know. Whether it be the other bands that we're made up of, like Dreadnought and Frankenbach, who are both still active and doing shit.
Yeah.
Then we're all in our late 30s, early 40s now, and some of us have got, you know, a lot of responsibilities and shit, and you know, so we got to fit in there somehow. And the last couple of years, it's been a little slow. A few circumstances came up. My brother dislocated his shoulder and had to have surgery, and pulled us out for about 6 months.
Yep.
We only did 2 shows last year, but this year we're starting to clock up quite a few and starting to move in a. The momentum's starting to move in the right direction.
Yeah, I noticed it's definitely been a bit more active. With you being guitarist, man, that sound Never, it's so groovy. It has that bluesy kind of stoner rock kind of feel, you know. What are some of the inspirations you're drawing on there for, you know, for your guitar sound? Because it's unreal. I love the sound of it.
Honestly, man, I have to confess that, like, me personally, I'm quite the novice at guitar. Something I've played for a long time, but not seriously, and now I've kind of picked it up and I'm playing it in this band, but I don't know, I'm not technically proficient, so it's hard for me and I don't know jack shit about equipment. So I basically play all on borrowed gear. They all tell me it sounds good, so it sounds good.
It does. It sounds good, man.
So yeah, that's not where I sort of sit as a guitarist. My interest is just writing riffs, and I think
if it feels good,
the better sometimes, man, because I don't know a great deal, so I can't put a whole lot of great deal of wank in there. It's kind of got to be simple, but the best riffs out there are simple.
Yeah.
I have a massive heart onto the 70s rock scene. I've really got into that shit and
I grew up on that.
The killer riffs that they were writing back then, and that's the kind of riffage I like, and that's sort of what is an influence, I guess, but I just kind of noodle on shit until I find something that sounds good. That's about it. I kind of know what I want to hear, and then I'll just keep playing something until I get it. But for me, it's also just pick up the guitar, and I usually write riffs at my brother's house on his acoustic sitting on his couch. A lot of times pretty boring for me. So you have a couch, and the first thing I play is usually what's the best thing. As soon as you pick it up, start playing something, if something good comes, bang, that's it. Don't think about it too much. Not from that level anyway, and then you take it elsewhere, you take it into the next process, and, you know, stick it in your computer with a drum beat and have a listen to it, see how it sounds. Fuck yeah, that sounds unreal. Anyway, sorry, I
can
talk about it forever.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, man. So you just have the single, you have the Live at the Lab album, the 3 EPs, and you said you had a whole heap of like material backed up, and like you're just trying to get the time, and you're getting more active. What do you guys got planned coming into the rest of the year? You got anything much planned, or?
Well, yeah, we do actually. So we just played last night at this party, but next Friday, 13th, we're playing in Geelong at the Barn Club. We're with a band called Cosmic Kahuna, who are these three young fellas who are, kicking some serious ass. There's some ridiculously good bands out there now, man. Like, we're starting to, now that we're getting back out into the scene, and albeit now starting to move in a direction where we were hoping to go, which is kind of out of our comfort zone into another scene. You know, we played in the metal scene for a long time, and we've got the ability to sort of transcend things a little bit, like play with some different kinds of bands, because we just want new experiences, you know what I mean? Like, we want to do this sort of outside of where we normally sit, you know, so Never's got that ability. And so we started playing with starting to get some shows with some really cool bands that I've been wanting to play with for a long time, one of which is like my all-time favourite Aussie band at the moment. We're actually going to go on tour with these dudes in May, and that's that band being Child, a band from Melbourne, were just mind-blowing shit for me.
Awesome.
So we're going to be playing with them on this Meltdown tour, which is happening
in May. So, I'll be there.
Oh man, we're pretty damn honoured to be picked to play that. There's just some of the best Aussie bands on the bill, and to be actually put in the sort of, you know, to be able to go do all three shows is pretty cool for us, because it's hard for a new band to sort of go into those different territories without something solid and a good reason. Either you're going to get some money out of it, or the money you spend is worth it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we just looked at this and went, dude, this is a great opportunity. And I guess for us too, it's just a case of wanting to get out there and really meet some other bands and make some contacts again, you know. We've all sort of been sort of stuck doing these other things, and now with Never, we have the opportunity to branch out a little bit, and that's what we're,
and really focusing on that.
This year, it's good. And then, just got asked to do a show with a band called Holy Serpent from Melbourne as well, and the Dirty Pagans from South Australia, who are all these bands who are making some serious waves at the moment. So,
Dirty Pagans a couple of months ago, they're pretty cool. And I think it's Gregory plays guitar in there. He's also from Alkira, really cool band. It's like a pool, man, the Aussie scene at the moment. You just keep digging deeper and deeper at it. It's just unreal, the talent we've got here in Australia.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Dan, which two tracks do you want to kick off with from Never? Anything from the Volume 1, 2 and 3, mate?
Look, let's just go... can we go track 2 from Volume 1, Trampled Like a Goat?
Yep.
I've actually been digging this song quite a bit, and I definitely think we should be starting to write some more songs kind of like this. It's just been a good one live. It's always fucking a ripper, so yeah, check this one out.
Killer. And what was the next one you want to play, mate?
If we're going to go... we're going to do 3.
Yeah, we'll go all 3, mate. We might as well get them out. That's killer, dude. And then we'll go tuck in 2 from Frankenbach if you want, man.
Oh, okay.
We'll go with the 3 from Never first, and we'll come back and we'll chuck 2 from Frankenbach, eh?
Yeah, alright. Just go Devil in You, bro. We'll go Devil in You.
Yeah.
And Freedom.
Freedom. Awesome. No worries. This is Dan McDougall, and this is Never. Thanks a lot. You're listening to Blunt Force Stereo. We'll be right back.